It's exciting to be able to talk about this subject. When I was in law school, First Amendment regulation was far and away my favorite topic, and I assumed that once I went out into the real world and started practicing beyond academia, I would never see it again. But I found in recent years that, particularly in the area of commercial regulation, there's quite a bit of active First Amendment jurisprudence. And I think it's important for us as administrative practitioners to understand that, even if these issues of challenging a statute or a rule on a constitutional basis usually doesn't come up until the appellate stages of the proceeding. Now, I came to this topic by participating in a case where it was raised as a challenge to the regulation that we'll talk about in a moment. The text of the First Amendment, we all know, it's very sweeping, broad. It guarantees essential freedoms that we all cherish. And it's generally applied by the courts with a fairly strict, high strict interpretation of review. Regulations that impede the freedom of speech have to be very compelling in order to pass constitutional muster. However, there's also many compelling regulatory interests that I think most of us value: food, drug safety, securities regulation, keeping the economy intact. And even for corporations and commercial interests that generally might be averse to regulations, they very much want the government to be involved in the business of intellectual property. And all of these areas of regulation can apply and impede speech interests, which is the conflict that this presentation addresses. Because commercial speech may be descriptive, based in fact, and accurately convey the viewpoint of the speaker, and yet be contrary to regulation. So what are the boundaries for when does free speech prevail over a legitimate government interest in regulation?